reflect, reflect, let wisdom lead. This is the way to truly succeed. Pause, reflect, let wisdom lead. This is the way to truly succeed.
Reflect to succeed.
Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen wa salatu wa salamu ala Sayyidil Mursaleen. Amma ba'd, fa'a'udhu billahi minash shaytanir rajeem. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله، الصلاة والسلام عليك يا حبيب الله، الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله. Dear viewers of Mothering Channel, welcome back to another fantastic episode on the Silsila Reflect to Succeed, in which we discuss those matters in order for us to reflect so that we may improve our life, so that we may succeed in this world as well as in the hereafter. And mashallah, today we do have a very insightful, beautiful topic of discussion, and that is regarding the advices of Ghawthul A'zam, Shaykh Abdul Qadir Al-Jilani rahimahullah. So yes, we are going to be listening and going through some of the beautiful nasiha advices that he has given to you and I, inshallah. But before that, let us first and foremost mention the excellences of reciting salawat upon Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, in which our beloved master sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has very beautifully mentioned that decorate your gatherings by reciting salawat upon me, for your recitation of salawat upon me will be a nur, a light for you on the day of Qiyamah. Subhanallah, subhanallah. So let us all collectively, with full of loves and salawat upon the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So yes, dear viewers of Madani Channel, we are discussing the advices of Shaykh Abdul Qadir Al-Jilani rahimahullah. And subhanallah, he was born in the beautiful and blessed month of Ramadan al-Mubarak. And we are going to be going through his beautiful words of wisdom. Now, first and foremost, he has mentioned in Futuh al-Ghaib, a very beautiful book that he has written. In there he writes that three things are always obligatory upon every Muslim, whether it is day or night, winter or summer, times of happiness or times of sadness, when busy or free, so long as there is life in their body, their mind remains sound and they continue to breathe. Those three things are, he says, it is amrun yamtathiluhu, to follow and obey the commands of Islamic law. Next, he says, it is nahyun yajtanibuhu, to refrain from whatever Islamic law has prohibited. And the third, qadrun yardha bihi, to always remain pleased and content with whatever Allah Ta'ala has decreed. And he further declares that the lowest state of a Muslim is that at no time should he be devoid of these three matters. His heart should always remain firm upon these three intentions. And one should continuously remind himself of these three matters and keep his body engaged in them. Subhanallah, subhanallah. I mean, peace of mind in general, just reflect how concise yet powerful these words are. Shaykh Abdul Haq Muhaddith Dehlvi rahimahullah comments on this by saying that Shaykh Abdul Qadir Al-Jilani rahimahullah summarizes the very essence of Islam in this short passage. And this is truly an amazing passage. Now, if we look at ourselves, we see some of us saying we are stuck in the world, we only offer salah and perform dhikr as much as our worldly preoccupations allow. Shaykh Abdul Qadir Al-Jilani rahimahullah addressed the satanic whisper and uprooted it. He explained that acting upon the commands of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, refraining from what is forbidden and remaining content with destiny, this is in fact the bare minimum state a Muslim should be in. This means every single person who has recited the kalima, whether he is worldly or religious, whether a businessman, a lawyer, a doctor, a driver, a boss or an employee, from the greatest of kings down to the poorest of men, it is obligatory, compulsory upon everyone who has been blessed with the treasure of Islam to continuously act upon these three things. Now consider another point. Generally, in our minds, many kinds of thoughts continually circulate. We keep making plans and have extravagant dreams. Even while in Salah, many people still think about the world. And Sheikh Abdul Qadir al-Jilani rahimahullah, he said, فَلْيُحَدِّثْ بِهَا نَفْسَهُ, that one should continuously remind himself of these three matters. Let's pause here and discuss, right? We continuously think about worldly matters. We ask ourselves, where can I earn money? Where should I eat next? I open one shop, where should the other be? One business succeeded, how should I start another? In this way, while sitting, standing, walking, working, every moment, we are caught up in some thought, continuously weaving dreams of advancing further in the world. Now, Ghawthul A'adham rahimahullah taught us a beautiful lesson here. It is as though he is saying that you always dream of this world. Deep within, you plan how to move further ahead, how to get more worldly success. Leave such thoughts. Instead, think like this. How much do I act upon what Allah Ta'ala has commanded me to do? If I am falling short in this, how can I do better? How much do I avoid the things Allah Ta'ala has forbidden? If I'm not avoiding them, how can I better myself? We need to start thinking in this way, dear viewers of Madani Channel. We need to start acting in this way. If Allah Ta'ala wills, then not only will your worldly life flourish, but your hereafter will also be successful. So, let us make an intention to act upon this golden advice. It is only three things. So we need to engrave them firmly in our mind. And that is to carry out the commands of Sharia, to abstain from what is prohibited by the Sharia, and to always remain content with destiny. Never show impatience, never complain or object when difficulties come, when calamities strike, or when worries surround you. Instead, remain wholeheartedly pleased with the decree of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Now, just to give you a brief summary of Sheikh Abdul Qadir al-Jilani rahimahullah, his life. He lived in this world for 91 years, and scholars of Islam divided his life into three parts. The first, from his birth until the age of 18. Now, during this time, Sheikh Abdul Qadir al-Jilani rahimahullah, he remained in his ancestral homeland, which is Jilan. Here he received his initial education. That was the first stage. The second, from the age of 18 to the age of 51 years old, that is a total of 33 years. In this period, he went to Baghdad and studied knowledge of Islam. And alongside his pursuit of knowledge, he also engaged in mujahada, great spiritual struggle against the nafs. He would go into the wilderness, he would live in solitude, worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and absorb himself in dhikr. And the third, from the age of 51 to 91 years old, that is a total of 40 years, during this phase of his life, Sheikh Abdul Qadir al-Jilani rahimahullah formally began delivering lessons and public discourses. He spread the call to righteousness, illuminated hearts with the light of Islamic knowledge. He lit lamps of guidance. He showed people the right path. He showed people the path of the true religion. He revived the sunnah. He transformed thousands of individuals into travelers on the straight path. Allahu Akbar. And Sheikh Abdul Qadir al-Jilani rahimahullah, he would deliver speeches 3 days a week. Ibrahim bin Sa'ad rahimahullah says that Sheikh Abdul Qadir rahimahullah would wear scholarly clothing and sit upon an elevated place, for example, a minbar, to deliver his speeches. And the Sheikh himself says that in the beginning, only 2 or 3 people would sit with me. Gradually, large crowds began to gather. People would come riding on horses, on mules and camels from far and wide. And at that time, around 70,000 would be in attendance. And later, this number increased even more. Allahu Akbar. And his son, Sheikh Abdul Wahhab rahimahullah, he says that great scholars and religious authorities, they would come to the gatherings of my beloved father. 400 prominent scholars would regularly sit with a pen and paper, writing his words and instructions. And Sheikh Umar Kimani, rahimahullah, he says that it was never the case that he delivered a discourse and nobody in the gathering repented. In every single sitting, people would repent. Many non-Muslims would recite the kalima and embrace Islam. And Ghawth al-A'zam, rahimahullah, himself, he says that at my hands, more than 5,000 non-Muslims accepted Islam. And over 100,000 sinners, they repented. Sidi Yusuf Madani channel. The beautiful speeches of Sheikh Abdul Qadir al-Jilani, rahimahullah, were life-changing. People who heard them were inspired and moved. The fear of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and love for Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would flow into their hearts. They would feel regret for their sins. They would repent sincerely and become righteous people. Subhanallah, subhanallah. Now let's go on to the next advice in which Ghawth al-A'zam has given. And this is a discourse he delivered in his madrasa. During this, he said that, "O those who are wealthy, if you desire goodness in both this world and the hereafter, show kindness to the poor via your wealth." Sheikh Abdul Qadir al-Jilani rahimahullah then quoted a hadith in which Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said that people are dependent upon Allah, and the most beloved to Allah is the person who most benefits those who depend on him. Now, the word iyal is derived from the word awl, which means neediness or dependence. Now, in general usage of this term, those for whom a person is responsible, such as his wife or children, etc., they are called iyal. And in the hadith mentioned by the Shaykh over here, all of mankind has been described as the iyal of Allah. Now in this context, this means mankind are servants of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and completely, utterly and absolutely dependent upon Him subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah ta'ala has guaranteed their sustenance. He provides for everyone and sustains all. You know, the people who become most beloved to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala are those who bring the most significant benefit to those who depend on Him. And here, Allama Munawi rahimahullah, he says that calling people towards goodness, inviting them to the path of Allah, teaching them knowledge of Islam, treating them gently, showing mercy, being compassionate, spending on them, in short, doing good for people in any matter, whether religious or worldly, while remaining, of course, within the boundaries of Sharia, all this is considered conveying benefit to mankind. So the views of Madani channel. From these words of Sheikh Abdul Qadir al-Jilani rahimahullah and the hadith that he mentioned, it becomes clear that helping people, showing care for the poor, for the needy and the orphans, and conveying benefit to them, these are actions that make one beloved to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And alhamdulillah, Sheikh Abdul Qadir al-Jilani rahimahullah himself was full of profound compassion, mercy, and sympathy for others. Like one day, Sheikh Abdul Qadir al-Jilani rahimahullah, he saw a poor man who was stressed out, right? Seeing a Muslim in sorrow, the Sheikh, he became restless and he inquired, "Ma sha'nuka?" That what has happened to you? The poor man replied that, "I need to cross over to the other side of the river, but I have no money. And the boatman refuses to take me without paying a fare. And I'm hurt by this. If only I had money, I would not face such humiliation." Now the man, he had not even finished speaking when another person arrived and gave the Sheikh a purse as a gift. Inside were 30 gold coins. And the Sheikh immediately handed this to the poor man and said that, "Give these gold coins to the boatman and tell him that from now, he must never refuse to take a poor person across the river." Subhanallah, subhanallah. Look at how Ghawth al-A'zam rahimahullah took care of the poor, took care of the needy divis of Madani channel. So this is also how we need to follow in the footsteps of Sheikh Abdul Qadir al-Jilani rahimahullah. The next advice that he has given, and subhanallah, this, he began with a very beautiful hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. In which Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said that whoever has a door of goodness open for him should hasten and rush to enter it. For he does not know when it may be closed upon him. And after this, Shaykh Abdul Qadir al-Jilani rahimahullah, he announced and he said that, O man, rush towards goodness while the door of life is still open. Think of every breath as a treasure. For soon this door will be closed. While you still have strength and ability, consider righteous deeds as a blessing. Cling to the door of repentance for as long as it stays open. Hold to the door of dua, of supplication. Value it and pray. Benefit from the door that leads to spending time with the pious. He says, O man, make up for the losses you have caused. Wash away the impurity of sin that has stained you. Correct the evils you have committed. The darkness of sins has covered your heart. Wash this away. Return what you have taken unjustly. It says, O mankind, you must remember death. Be patient in times of hardship. And place your trust in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in every situation. Subhanallah, subhanallah. What beautiful words of advice, devotees of Mother Nature. And now moving on to his next advice. He says that your religion is harmed by four things. Not acting upon the knowledge you have. Doing that which you know nothing of. Not trying to learn what you don't know. And thus remaining ignorant. And becoming a barrier for people in the path of sacred knowledge. He says, O people, your condition is such that you only infrequently attend gatherings of knowledge and dhikr. You are not in consistent attendance. When you hear a speech, you do not take heed of it. Instead, you pick out a mistake. You laugh and make a mockery of it. Repent from this. Do not become like the enemies of Allah. Whatever you hear, take advice from it. It is a must upon you to perform good deeds and to do them sincerely. Then Shaykh Abdul Qadir al-Jilani rahimahullah mentioned an ayah of the Holy Quran. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. وَمَا خَلَقْتُ الْجِنَّ وَالْإِنسَ إِلَّا لِيَعْبُدُونَ. And I did not create jinn and mankind but to worship me, meaning Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He then said that as you can see, Allah ta'ala did not create jinn and humankind just so they may follow their desires. He did not create them for play, amusement, or just simply eating, drinking, and sleeping. No. He says that we need to wake up. We live as though we will never die, as though we will never be resurrected on the day of Qiyamah, as though we will never be held accountable before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, as though we will never cross over the bridge of Sirat. He says that this is your state, yet you claim to be Muslims. This is the Quran. If you do not act upon it, then on the day of Qiyamah, it will be a proof against you. The devotees of Madinah Inshallah, look at how profound, wise, and moving the words of Shaykh Abdul Qadir al-Jilani rahimahullah are. He is our Shaykh and the leader of Shaykhs, in fact. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us all the ability to act upon this precious advice. So yes, devotees of Madani Channel, all of these what we have mentioned are the beautiful advices of Shaykh Abdul Qadir al-Jilani rahimahullah. And we have to, you know, implement this into our lives if we want betterment in this world as well as in the hereafter. I mean, what beautiful advices that he has given, you know, encouraged you and I to take care of the poor, take care of the needy, take care of the orphans. As we saw how he helped that poor man who wanted to cross over the river, but he couldn't because he didn't have money. But Sheikh Abdul Qadir al-Jilani rahimahullah, when he was gifted those gold coins, he gave it to this poor man in order for him so that he can cross over this river using the boat. So like that, we too, if we read the seerah of Sheikh Abdul Qadir al-Jilani rahimahullah, we would realize and understand how much of difficulties he went through. This is how he gained the closeness to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala by suppressing one's nafs. Yes. And if we have to really, you know, also take these advices and teach them to our family, teach them to our children, even their life would turn out for the better. The Holy Quran tells you and I to save yourself and your family from the fire of Jahannam. How do we do that? by obeying Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and following the teachings of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. That is how we can save ourselves and our family members as well. And most importantly is to educate, to seek knowledge of deen. And this is something that Shaykh Abdul Qadir al-Jilani rahimahullah has also emphasized on. Then we see the life of Ghawth al-Azam rahimahullah, how he spent in learning knowledge of deen, how he spent his time teaching knowledge of deen. We need to learn the Holy Quran. If we want to understand it, we need to learn how to recite the Holy Quran correctly. Yes, it is a must. And then only we can know the translation of the Holy Quran, the tafsir of the Holy Quran, and we can gain so much of gems, of wisdom from the Holy Quran. Sheikh Abdul Qadir al-Jilani rahimahullah went through so much. In the jungle, he would eat the leaves to satisfy his hunger to a certain limit. He taught us to value the blessings of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Your food, the water, the clothes you wear, whatever blessings Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has granted you, we need to value that. And Sheikh Abdul Qadir al-Jilani rahimahullah, this is what he is teaching you and I, to appreciate, not to just take it for granted, not to, you know, just throw away leftover food and to just waste water, etc. No, this should not be done. Water is a ni'mah. Water is a blessing from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Food is a blessing from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Even the crumb of bread that falls on the floor, that falls on your dining table, that falls on your plate, even that should not be wasted. Even that should be picked up and eaten as well. So alhamdulillah, we all love Sheikh Abdul Qadir al-Jilani, Ghawthul Azam rahimahullah. We all claim to love him. We all claim to be his lovers. But how many of us are truly following in his way? How many of us are truly following the advice that he has given you and I? Yes, how many of us? This is something, you know, that we have to reflect upon, something that we have to contemplate. That Ghawth al-Azam rahimahullah went through so much, and when we go through a small difficulty, we start complaining, we start saying, why me, etc. Yet Ghawth al-Azam rahimahullah, he was content with the decree of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So we can also take something from this, that when we go through difficulties in life, then it is a blessing in disguise. At times it is a blessing in disguise. Through that difficulty, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala forgives your sins. Narration says, even if a believer is pricked by a thorn, his sins are forgiven. Allahu Akbar. Look at the infinite mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So yes, we want to get close to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It starts off by firstly performing our obligations, our salah, our zakat, the obligations, the fara'id, that comes first. Thereafter, a person gets more close to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala through the nawafil, through the voluntary ibadah. And subhanAllah, this is the summary of what is mentioned in a hadith Qudsi, wherein when a person gets close to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then they reflect the manifestations of the powers of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And we see Shaykh Abdul Qadir al-Jilani rahimahullah, Allah ta'ala blessed him with karamat, with miracles. Shaykh Abdul Qadir al-Jilani rahimahullah, he says, نَظَرْتُ إِلَىٰ بِلَادِ اللَّهِ جَمْعًا كَخَرْدَلَةٍ عَلَىٰ حُكْمِ اتِّصَالِ. That I look at all the kingdoms, at all the cities of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, like a mustard seed on my palm. Allahu Akbar. He has eyes like us, but his vision is extraordinary. He has hands like you and I, but that is extraordinary. And this is the difference when a person becomes close to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So this should be our focus, the youth of Madinah Chana, that we should realize that we are in this world to worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Our time here is limited. We're not going to be living forever. This world is going to come to an end. Our life is going to come to an end. Everything is limited here. So whilst we are in this dunya, we need to live in here, but for the hereafter. We shouldn't be living in here for this world, no. We should be living in here, accumulating good deeds, investing in our hereafter, like how people invest in this world, in businesses, etc. We need to invest in the hereafter as well. And inshallah, as Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has said, that you would be with those whom you love. And we love Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Inshallah, on the day of Qiyamah, we will be with Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. We love Sheikh Abdul Qadir al-Jilani rahimahullah. And inshallah, on the day of Qiyamah, we will be with Ghawth al-A'zam rahimahullah. Ameen, ya Rabbil Alameen. Until then, keep watching Madani channel. Sallu ala al-Habib sallallahu ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
Reflect, reflect, let wisdom lead. This is the way to truly succeed. Pause, reflect, let wisdom lead. This is the way to truly succeed.
Reflect to succeed.